Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Go. Go now. Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. What are you, program producer? You're a big cheese,
the executive producer.
Executive? No, you're program director or
something.
Something.
God, AJ Lance listens so loud.
Do what?
Lance's headphones are.
Well, he doesn't put them on. He just puts them on the table. That's why. And Joel comes in every day going, Lance left his headphones on again every day.
He left his mic condom on, too.
Yeah, the mic condom.
I hope he doesn't have COVID, or I guess I've got it, too.
No, you got it. Yeah. Just don't lick it. Oh, you just licked it.
Not only does he not sanitize his area, he, like, leaves his dirty stuff behind, which is even worse.
The other day, there was, like, a pile of dirt underneath his chair.
He's a pig. Joel
was... He's pigpen.
He's a pig.
He's snotty, rags. It's like a...
There is. There's a used tissue right here.
Right there?
Right.
Oh, God, Lance.
Come on, dude.
Ugh.
Well...
Lance...
Well, he ain't gone anywhere.
You got a snotty tissue here.
Yeah, he can clean it up. And once he cleans up his area, maybe I'll give him his car keys that he dropped.
He didn't drop them.
Oh, yeah.
So this morning, do you want to know what?
In the parking lot. Like, somebody was like, hey, I think he came in my office this morning. I was like, hey, I think these are Lance's keys. I honked the horn, and I looked in, and I saw Zerline on the in the car. So I think it's his truck, and he gave me the keys.
Oh, my. Yeah. Did you get you giving him to him yet?
No, I'm not giving him to him until he cleans up his area in here.
So get this. He came up with Dell. Dell caught him trying to park in his spot.
Uh huh.
And then so and you guys came in the door together because he didn't have his car. Somebody stole his car, his key card, right?
Allegedly, yeah.
So Del, you have a.
I don't have a spot, but Lance knows. I usually park in one spot. He loves to beat me so he can take it
on the second floor or first floor.
Second floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so he knows that I beat him. So I'm pulling up, I'm parked, and I'm actually pulling out the remote stuff because I had it over the weekend. Yeah. And he goes, because I beat him. And then he parks, and I go, okay, come on, let's go. You need to get upstairs. So I let him in with my key card. And, of course, this guy walks downstairs forgetting that he doesn't have a key card of his own.
So he walked down after he came up.
After he came up and got situated, I guess he forgot his bag or whatever, because he does that. So he goes back downstairs, forgets that he doesn't have a key card. So he walks to his car, then texts me, Del, someone stole my key card. Can you come get me? So I had to let that clown in twice.
So he let him in, dropped and his keys. Key card, and then he dropped his keys out there.
What a dope.
He's a mess.
What a dope.
I love that guy. So, all right, so you came in here giving me big news.
Yeah, some big news.
Some big news.
For the station.
For the station, yeah.
And this is news to Nick.
Oh, Nick. Hey, Nick.
Yeah, Nick's here.
You don't want to know this.
So, Joel, Charlie, and Josh will not be heard tomorrow on our stations because instead we're going to be carrying the Astros game one of the playoffs tomorrow. So,
But from 11 to 12:30, what are you doing?
11 to... Oh, yeah, I guess they will be heard for a little while. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So it'll mostly be... It'll be their second half, and it'll be Josh's show. Won't be on.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we've got game six of Stanley Cup Finals tonight.
Oh, sweet.
And if there's a game seven, we'll have... On Wednesday, we'll have game seven on 92.5 and game one of the NBA Finals on 97.5. So lots of playoff...
So tomorrow we have the Astros.
Tomorrow we have the Astros.
It starts at 12:30. And it'll last to your show 4:30.
Yeah, ish.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And then we have NBA Finals for sure.
Yes.
Tonight we have hockey and NHL. And then possibly NHL and NBA.
Yes.
Now, if,
but
if
at least
we have
NBA.
Just NBA, it's on both channels?
It'll be on both channels.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and, that's sweet. Yeah, we'll have the Jimbo Fisher show plays. It'll be on at 7. Tip of the basketball game is 8, so there'll be no pregame. It'll go straight from the Jimbo Fisher show into NBA Finals.
So no late hits, nobody screaming, do the show, bitch!
No, none of that. There'll be no bitch calling or any, well, unless, I don't know if the ESPN broadcast will be calling each other bitches.
I can't possibly talk about late hits without saying that.
You love that particular part of
it's my favorite
show.
Thing.
Yeah, I don't want people to forget about it or anything. So it's all I like it when you keep bringing it up.
Because John was the impetus for all of it. He texted us, "Can you see what you heard? What happened?" I was like, "What?" I was like, "Do we really want to do this?" I was like, "Yeah, we should do it.
Yes, we should do it."
Let's point it out. As if bar stool's not enough. Let's promote our own F-ups.
Awful announcing. I mean, they got so much play. Do you think anybody would have been talking about late hits nationally if it wasn't for that? No.
Is that good attention?
We got to do that.
You decide.
We got to do that, Del.
So, let's just say, for instance, let's just throw something out there. Like, let's say Kim Kardashian, who's a very famous person.
Who is it?
Was throwing up in the streets.
Uh-huh.
TMZ would certainly post video of her throwing up in the streets, right?
Right.
Do you think Kim Kardashian would put that on her own Instagram page, though?
No, I don't.
You put our throw up on our own Instagram page.
I know, but I like that. I think I would put it up. I think her. Well, listen, her mom had her doing stuff with Ray J.
Well, she was doing stuff anyway, and her mom took advantage.
And her mom took advantage of it. Mom likes when Kim's, you know, doing stuff.
So, is that the equivalent where Patrick and Jason were doing stuff?
They were throwing up. They were throwing up.
Well, he's saying they're doing stuff.
No, they weren't doing stuff.
I thought they were doing stuff. They were yelling stuff at each other about.
Well, yeah, but they weren't doing stuff.
I don't know. You don't know that.
No. Fighting like they were married, but I don't think they're married.
Tyler turned to each other. Off.
Yeah, but we saw there was video.
A little late.
I thought it was way too early.
A little late on the trigger there.
Way too early.
Yeah, I think
I wanted to hear it all.
Tyler was like, after that F-bomb, I think we're done here.
Yeah,
and he pulled it down.
That's a shame. I'm sorry.
Two different management styles I see. Because you were once in a position of power here. Right?
Trust me, John is still in a position of power. Make no mistake.
Okay, I get that.
Zero power.
I get that. But he was in a different position.
Nothing. No power.
And
here.
He had like,
hey guys, I'm not going to be able to do my sports map video today. I got to golf. I already left it. It's too late for me to come back. I'm going to miss my tea time. I never said that once. Just for the record, never said that once.
Yeah, he never called and said, I can't make it.
Yeah, he just sent a text, sorry.
No, I've never done that.
People are like, John, I thought we said 11. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, we might be exaggerating.
A wildcat.
But let's not pretend.
My phone's not working. Highest elevations in the city here. Yeah.
No signal. Look,
I like his imitation of me better than most people. Hey, we're not going to do it, huh?
He goes, hey, I can't do my show Thursday and Friday.
I'm not doing my show.
Well,
that's a much better
imitation
of me.
Well, he did, as much as AJ is exaggerating, he did at one point tell us, I can't do the show Thursday and Friday. Why is that, John? Well, just golf opportunities came up.
I'm flying to golf. Listen.
I can't turn it down. Sorry.
You can't turn that
down. I can't get on these courses otherwise. I got to go.
Diamond Creek? Okay. Yeah, you're going. Greenbrier? Yeah.
No, you're going. You're going.
Yeah.
I'm not sure everyone is going.
You wouldn't go across. You wouldn't go to South Shore Harbor, which is a block from your house.
Yeah, because it's golf.
Terrible.
You're right. You're right. I wouldn't I wouldn't not show up for my job because of golf.
You see how black people feel about golf now that Tiger's no good?
What?
They're done with it.
Golf. He's got Harold Varner III.
They're done with golf.
Not black people, this black person.
Right.
I know some more. You're not the only one, bro. Okay.
I know black people that love golf.
See? Told you.
I have black friends. I have black friends.
Stop trying to
not
distill
that like
us.
Golf.
Yeah. Not that no, like none golf. Of them like
He's
golf.
Trying to distill us down into one voice. Stop doing that.
Right. Why? White people are one voice.
See? Yeah. See?
No, they're not.
Sure they are.
Is Stephen A. speaking for you?
We're the voice.
Never has.
We're the
Never
voice.
Has.
Listen, we're...
So, once again, Astros tomorrow.
Yes, 12:30.
We got NHL tonight.
NHL
Astros
tonight.
Astros tomorrow at 12:30. And we got NBA and possibly NBA and NHL on Wednesday.
Yeah. If the Stars win tonight, we'll have Game 7 on 92.5 on Wednesday and Game 1 of the finals on Wednesday as well.
Yep. So. Well, and it's after Jimbo, though.
After the Jimbo show.
I can't wait to hear Jimbo talk about that.
Oh, he's going
to
feel real good about his team right now.
Yeah, he's going to feel real good about playing Alabama in week two.
And so far, you're right. UH still undefeated.
That's right. You're damn right they are. Oh, my God. How about that?
What about LSU?
Oh, wait a minute. Virginia Tech had 23 kids that tested. They had their coordinator tested. But Baylor can't play because of tracing. Yeah. Oh, by the way, they all showed up for the Kansas game. How'd that work out? How'd that happen? Man, they got the fastest quarantine in the world over at Baylor.
And for a while, it looked like it was going to be a big mistake because it looked like Kansas was playing with him for a little bit.
Big 12 period.
Yeah, not good. Not a good look.
Big 12 period looks like crap. 10-14 ESPN 97.
Have you talked LSU football today much?
I knew that was happening, though.
You knew that was happening?
No, I somebody said, given seven. I said, I've been saying, given 17. No,
that was
nuts?
Crazy. But crazy. I didn't think they'd get smacked around.
Not giving up 623 yards in the air.
No.
To KJ Costello.
No.
Wow. No, that was bad. All right, I got to take a break because I get, oh, no, look, he comes in and we're late on breaks for the first time today.
You're running the segment here, dude.
Okay.
You're running the segment.
The late on breaks for the first time is a bit of a lie, but okay.
But close to late. Close.
Okay.
Close and late. I want to talk about Boomer Naturals right now. AJ's a big proponent. AJ's got his. I got mine. But you use the promo code Granato, G-R-A-N-A-T-O. You don't use the promo code Hoffman or AJ or Blitz or Blitzed or whatever or Friday Happy Hour. You don't use any of those. What you use is Granato, G-R-A-N-A-T-O, BoomerNaturals.com. If you're looking for the best mask in the world, this is it, okay? It has the nano silver technology. When you're wearing a mask, you might as well be protected. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing? What is wrong with you? All you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com and see the technology. It's second to none. And then they've got all kinds of other stuff for boomers. That's what they do. So if you're looking for stuff that's going to help you live a much better life, boomers, all you got to do is go to boomernaturals.com, promo code Granato, get 20% off on your mask, and by the way, spend $50 or more and free delivery at boomernaturals.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1018 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. This is your segment. Me and, did you hear that? John Granato and Del Olale?
Yeah, I
got that pass, even though Michael said F him. F Del?
No.
I'm telling you. You weren't there.
You're right. But I don't know if you were there for the conversation.
I was there.
Because Michael Caro doesn't have that type of personality.
Michael, I said, hey, can we put Dell? I'd really like to have Dell in the intro to the 10 o'clock hour. And he was like, F Dell.
Okay, that seems exactly like Michael Caro.
It is. We can ask him. We can bring him in here.
Sure, okay.
All right.
You want to go down there? You want to get him in the next break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk to him.
Okay. I don't know if anybody recorded it, but if they did, okay.
Why would that be recorded?
I don't know. Somebody might have been in there with a recorder. I don't know.
Well, it was you and him, so who was it?
Well, maybe he was accidentally recording. He thought we were doing a spot.
I guess we can find it.
We can find it, huh? I'm pretty sure that it happened exactly like that. Let's get Lazy J in here. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, I want to get in and talk about the NBA Finals. I know Dale's trash ass is, you know, influencing y'all to pick Miami. But y'all are being very disrespectful to LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. They beat Portland in what, five games? They won one. Best backcourt in the league with McCollum and Lillard. And they beat two MVPs the next series. They beat Denver. They beat the Clippers. Y'all keep talking about, oh, if it was the Clippers, saying, hey, LeBron is five. LeBron is the GOAT. Respect that man. And stop listening to trash ass Dell.
Hmm. I didn't tell him to pick the Heat. What are you talking about? They're the one. It's Lazy J, so you can't take anything he says seriously. But you two came out and said you thought it was disrespectful. I didn't go, hey, the Heat are getting really disrespected here. That's their opinion, you clown. All you have to do is listen to the show.
You're refuting.
It's not shade. I can't refute.
It kind of was shade.
Well, it's not Thursday, so it doesn't matter. That's fine. I mean, no disrespect to the Lakers. LeBron was on my team at one point. I understand his greatness. But it's a little disrespectful because, you know, the Heat went through the two-time defending MVP and took him out in five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They took the Rockets out in five. They've taken everybody out in five.
That's what the Lakers have done, yeah.
Yeah.
They both entered the finals with 12-3 records in the playoffs because the Heat swept the Pacers and then went to six with the Celtics. So 12-3, both teams.
12-3.
They both have had good runs. I mean, no disrespect. I said it. The Lakers have the two best players in the series, and that's not arguable. But that doesn't mean they're going to win. But they should. They're the favorite for a reason.
Do we put LeBron? And I saw ESPN ask this question. Do we put LeBron in a different place if he wins this one too?
Yeah, he'll be the first one to be the lead dog on three different teams to win a championship. If that means something to you, then sure. I'm not sure how much it means, but yeah, it's a unique accomplishment to do something like that.
To win with three different teams as the main dog,
as the main person, yeah, that's unique.
Yeah, because Bob Horry did it, but he's not the main cog.
No, exactly. So I mean, it's more about the player movement of LeBron that he decided he wanted to play for three different franchises. It usually doesn't happen with a player that great. So we give him credit for that. The Lakers didn't make the playoffs last year, partly because of him, because he kind of torpedoed that team and got hurt at the same time. I mean, I won't think of him differently. I just think, okay, that's a great player doing something great, which is what he is. Doesn't make me think one way or the other about him.
Well, I mean, I think the question is he Jordan, right? He's up there. A lot of people pine for LeBron as the best player ever. I've got my opinion. Everybody's got it's an opinion.
That thing, I guess I'm immune to that because I've never cared about those arguments. I stopped caring about that stuff when I was like in high school. You get into the back and forth with your boys about who's the best player ever. Those arguments don't matter to me anymore. I don't care about them. So the LeBron-Jordan thing, I guess it's for others. So I don't have an opinion on that. I think Michael Jordan's better, but I'm not going to get into a discussion about it because I don't care. It doesn't make him better than – if you think he is worse – or not worse, but the second best player of all time, it doesn't make him better than Jordan if he does this. It's just you just add it to his resume of something someone has never done. But are you going to tell me that if Jordan decided he wanted to play for two different franchises besides the Bulls, he couldn't have done this? No, I don't believe that. So no, it doesn't make him better than Michael Jordan.
No, and if you want to know the truth, I thought the most impressive was his Cavs. I know that he had Kyrie and he had Love. But for him to go back there and for him to win, to him to take that franchise and do it his home and all that stuff, that was the best.
Yeah, and the circumstances down 3-1 and beating this dynasty in the making of the Warriors clearly before Durant, so they went to go get Durant, so that never happened to them again. Yeah, it's big. The other two franchises he won titles with, now the Heat weren't at the level that LeBron elevated them to, but that was a team that had won a title five years previous and had a Dwayne Wade who probably had an MVP type year there before,
and they orchestrated it.
Well, they came together. But yeah, he did the same thing with the Cavs. He had Andrew Wiggins shipped out so he can get Kevin Love.
But it's not like that was more orchestrated. That was, okay, we got to get rid of Wiggins. Oh, that's fine. You used a piece to get something else.
Well,
as opposed to all, you know, cooperating and getting together and doing that. This one, to me, is the second. Because with the salary cap issues, with, you know, the... I don't want to say, you know, what the pieces that they had to put together. When Rajon Rondo is your third best player, and
the thought was Kuzma.
Well, but it's not. He was not.
Not in the playoffs yet.
No, he's not in the playoffs. And during the regular season, he was he's not even starting.
Well, Rondo wasn't starting in the regular season. Avery Bradley was their third best
player. I know, but Rondo has shown up and, you know, has after a rough first game, it was like he has been, you know, he's been a main cog for them. But when you're talking about that and Caldwell Pope and Dwight and McGee and these pieces, I mean, you want to talk about, I want to, this is rather impressive if you want to know the truth.
Well,
obviously it's top heavy.
And what's the strength of the West when they didn't, to the point people have made, they didn't see the number two. They did see the number three, but they didn't see the team that everyone thought they would see. The Warriors aren't who they are. So he went through the Warriors to win a title and with the Cleveland Cavaliers. There is no Warriors team he's facing this time around. No 73-9 best,
no.
Quoted best team ever in quotes.
Right.
So if he wins here, which he's the favorite to do, I would still take the Cavs effort because of the circumstances. The Warriors were 73-9. You were down 3-1, and you fought back to win. The East was not good, but you did beat what a lot of people thought could have been the best team of all time. So I'll take that one, but I get your point.
Mm-hmm. We got some Bill O'Brien quotes that we'll try and pull here. He's meeting the media today and talking about the run game. There's a lot of stuff to go through. I mean, I can't be more tired about than crushing them. Listen, they lost to three good teams. They lost to three good teams. Not well. That second half was just so unbelievably piss poor. It is unbelievable that they could turn in a stinker like that after playing as well as they did. That first half was as well as they played this year.
Yeah, and it was culminated by a late half drive where they looked good and they scored a touchdown. We saw the tweets about time management and being shocked by the Texans actually being able to do that well. They went down and scored, and after that, it was like, okay, let's revert back to who we are.
After that, you had 30 more minutes of football in which you got two first downs and 41 total yards.
And on one of those first down drives, you threw a pick on third and long. Now,
Deshaun, well, you got both first downs on the same drive.
And now Deshaun said that was more like a punt. I guess because it was third and long.
You don't want to punt there. You were moving the ball.
Yeah, but it was third and 15. He was scrambling, so he didn't think the pick was that big of a deal because it was either going to be fourth down on a punt or pick there. Whatever. He can rationalize. But yeah, they've been bad for how many halves of football? What? You want to say four out of the six halves they've been bad?
What was their other good half?
Baltimore, were they in the game in the first half? Was it 17? Were they within a score?
Second half of the Chiefs game.
That doesn't count.
Well, I mean,
they came back
and scored some points.
That doesn't count. The Chiefs weren't even trying. I'll give them first half of the Baltimore game. They weren't blown out. Wasn't it a one-score game going in the half?
Yeah, but didn't we know what was going to happen?
Yeah, why are really? But you can't give them credit for a game where it was already over.
Well, I know the Chiefs were playing prevent, didn't really care.
Yeah.
But you know what? At least they scored some points. Yeah, it wasn't like the second half of the Steelers.
And that didn't happen until the fourth quarter, right? When the game was completely over.
I don't know. There's nothing good about this. They're 0-3. They suck. 1029 ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
No, there's nothing that David can do differently. I thought the run blocking, you know, I think we have to, as a coaching staff, we have to do a much better job of scheming it up and just doing a better job. No, David's running hard, and look, can we run block better? Yes, but we're all in it together, and you know, coaching wise, we got to do a better job.
Coaching wise, got to coach them up better, though. They're not coaching them up well enough. Well, isn't that... That's not my job.
Actually is his job. It's not your job.
That's not my job.
It's not my job to do that.
How many times do you think he has uttered those words after a loss?
We got to do a better job of coaching?
Yeah, something along every those
loss.
Lines.
No.
Yeah.
It would be, the upset is, no. I don't think there's one loss that he hasn't said that. We got to do a better job of coaching. I think every, that's a guarantee, that's a lock. Lock.
So he'll never come out, no coach will ever come out and say, we're just not as good as those guys.
Well, some coaches will.
Mike Leach says that.
Yeah. No. Our guys sucked. Yeah. No.
Suck. That's disrespectful. But hey, that's a really talented team over there. We're just not as good as them. As them right now.
Yeah. Well, that's not. No.
Well, the Chiefs and the Ravens. He could have said that, and I would have been like, "Yeah, you're right." Yesterday, you were good. You were as good as them in the first half, and then your offense decided not to score a point in the second. You know, with the quarterback you paid all that money, so you can't find a way to manufacture any points in the second half of the game you're in. That's comforting for the rest of the way.
It's the NFL. And
it's hard to win, I've been told.
Well, it's hard to win when you don't have good players. So far...
But who's responsible for the players?
He is. So far, he's given away or let go or run out. Dwayne Brown, Brandon Brooks, Jadeveon Clowney, DeAndre Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some other really good? Well, he got rid of Kareem. Yeah. I don't know. Well, Kareem had a good year the next year.
Kareem had his revenge.
Yeah, he had his revenge anyway.
Yeah. You know what? You're about culture, and that's fine. There's a beat writer in Miami who says culture is what coaches lean on when you suck. You always talk about changing the culture. Culture gets better when you win. Understood. But hey, you want to change your culture? That's fine. But has he done anything to even remotely come close to replacing the guys that he jettisoned? So if you want to get rid of guys, that's cool. That's what college. It's hard. It's easier to do in college football. But you hear when a new coach comes in, they got to get their guys, and so you recruit, you replace the guys you don't want, and you recruit. And get better players. Now, he can't do that, and he's removed his ability to simply take and draft guys because he traded picks away to bring in the Gary Conleys of the world. But has he done anything to anywhere close replace the guys he had to get rid of because of culture? Where's the talent to replace those guys?
There's not. He got rid of really good football players and brought in average football players and thinks that that's, but we changed the culture. So culture is going to win. Working hard, practicing hard. No. You know what? Really, really good football players win.
Yeah, you build culture.
Yeah,
and you want to get positive guys in there. They're all pulling the same way. But you know what? You can have all those guys and still be 0-3 because you don't have enough good football players. And that's what they are.
Well, and here's the deal: is Steelers, man, they really scheme it up really well. They've got Dupree on one side. They've got TJ Watt on the other.
They've
got
Tua
in the middle. They've got all kinds.
Cam Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, Edmonds. They've got all kinds of really, really good football players.
Yeah, that's how you win football games.
And they drafted. That they drafted.
But you can do that in this league?
Yeah, you can draft in this league. It's unbelievable. It's difficult to do. It's really difficult to draft a player, but or you could give them away for older guys that are going to be way more costly.
Did the Steelers draft Juju Smith-Schuster, or did they acquire him in the middle of the year for a mid-round pick or something?
Juju, they drafted Juju.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They drafted Juju. They didn't trade away a receiver and then pick him up off the scrap heap in the middle of the second round, middle of the season. No,
they didn't pick him up off the scrap heap.
Huh. He wasn't a bust from another team that traded a mid-round pick for?
Yeah.
They didn't do that?
Claypool.
They drafted him too, right?
Yeah.
Built by the draft. I mean, I've been told that's how it should work.
That way.
Look, I don't... Bill O'Brien, you can do it any way you want if you win. And the fact is, culture don't mean nothing if you're not winning football games. That Texans locker room could be the most positive place to ever be. They could all have the same personality as Bill and Jack used to be. But get to 0-5 and see how good the culture will be.
They won't be 0-5. They're going to win this week.
Okay.
But even 2-3 is still
stinky.
Yeah.
In a division that's, you at least have the Titans, who we know to be good. And for all of Philip Rivers' limitations, the Colts are going to be better. He's better than Jacoby Brissett, I think, at least. And they're 2-1, and you got to face them. And you're not that great against them or the Titans.
The scary game is the Jags. Because there's a good chance that that's going to be... There's a good chance that that is going to be a really, really tough game.
Won't there be like 8,000 fans in the stands? When does that start?
It's starting up this week? Vikings, yeah.
So we can feel comfort that PA guy can stop talking to himself and he goes, that's another Houston Texans. Of course, he would have only said it twice if yesterday's game was at home in the second half. But there will be people there to answer him tomorrow.
On
Sunday.
Half.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who didn't notice, Senio Calamete and Max Sharping are now switching. Senio Calamete is getting snaps.
Wait, the Max Sharping, who you drafted, is now
splitting
reps with the guy who he was supposed to replace?
Yes, the guy that he replaced because he wasn't good enough. So you replaced him with Sharping, and now Calamete is on the field. And then asked about that, what the heck, why is Senio playing? Senio's playing good. Max is doing some. You got it? Oh, here. Let Bill tell you.
I think Senio's playing good, you know, and I think Max is doing some good things, but I think Senio's practicing well and playing pretty well. And I think Max is doing some good things. So we'll continue to look at that spot, but both guys are playing pretty good. And both guys, you know, sometimes, it's important to get some guys some reps in there that are doing some good things on the practice field. So that's what we're doing.
Does he coach a college football team? Because that's how you build depth on the college level, where there are a couple guys who are pretty close, so you want to play a guy to avoid injury, just in case someone gets injured. I don't know a lot of good offensive lines who are just platooning because they can.
Where does this fall on the Bill O'Brien is lying meter?
I think it's right maybe a couple rungs below he was yelling at a Denver fan, although that's not even his lie.
That's
the organization's lie.
That's not even no. That's like the biggest lie ever.
Yeah,
but
this one's a lie too.
This is a lie.
You don't Max Sharping your second round pick. You're taking snaps away because Senio Calamete is playing well in practice.
Because a journeyman needs some snaps.
Yeah, you mean the future of your offensive line position is now platooning because a guy you want to replace is playing pretty well in practice?
Yeah. No. This is like if the. That was a Bronco fan is a 10.
Uh-huh. This one's about a five.
Lie meter. This is a 7.5.
Golly. I mean.
An 8. And it's you know what? It's a white lie. You're trying to protect Sharping.
Sharping, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're trying to protect your guys. I get it. I mean, the answer would be, yeah, Max is really struggling this year. He's really not playing well, so. Senio's getting some snaps, and he's not doing too well either, if you want to know the truth.
Considering all the platooning, how does Senio – next question should have been, so how does Senio do on run blocking?
Well, obviously not too good because, yeah, we couldn't run it inside. We couldn't run it outside. We couldn't run it.
So the combination of him talking about getting Calamete snaps because he's playing pretty well in practice, and then you combine it with him talking about you can't blame David Johnson for not being able to run because they need to run block better. So why are you playing? Who should be playing then if nobody can generate a push? Should Calamete be playing more? Or should Sharping be playing more? Since you can't run block right now, who is hurting the run blocking more?
Well, that's a tough one. I think that's a really, really tough one.
I just got to know because if you're platooning because both guys are playing well in practice and you need to reward, I guess, Calamete with snaps because we're playing participation football, I got to know who's worse at the run blocking when your back that you acquired can't run and you won't blame him for it. Then who should be blamed and who shouldn't be playing?
The Texans are signing Corey Luget. You remember the Illinois defensive tackle from the Chargers?
Yeah.
And they're also signing another defensive, Brian Glasgow.
And what we did mention is, you know, their second-round pick from this year wasn't active.
Oh, that's another thing. How about, the second rounder, the third rounder, and the fourth rounder? Greenard and Heck, all inactive.
Wow. So, drafting a swing tackle who wasn't that great at North Carolina and as your third round pick when you've already invested in the position and then you have Tunsil. You drafted Titus Howard. You paid two first round picks and a second, and then you paid him Laremy Tunsil. And then you're going to draft a swing tackle in the third round for a team that has so many holes? And then he can't even be active on game day?
Well, we got a real problem if Titus Howard and Charlie Heck are sharing snaps.
Oh, I don't want to tune in. Well, we have a problem with Sharping, who's a second round pick, sharing snaps. I don't want him to share snaps, but he's supposed to be the swing tackle in case of injury, right?
Yeah.
So he's not you drafted a swing tackle in the third round and he can't be active.
No, Roderick Johnson's there, right? He's their swing tackle.
But Roderick Johnson's not a guy you invest a third round pick in.
Draft picks don't matter. I think we already established that. Draft picks don't matter in the NFL.
Now, Titus Howard played better yesterday. So let me get this straight. Your first round pick struggled in week one. Not your most recent one because you didn't have one this year, but your previous first round pick struggled in week one. Your second round pick from that same draft can't solidify himself enough to keep Kelamete off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And your third round pick on the offensive line can't even be active.
Yeah, that's right. And what's your point?
Why don't they just give all the picks to the Dolphins? It's not like you're using them
to
any success.
You're doing anything with them anyway, right? It's not like they're. It doesn't matter.
It does matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
It really doesn't matter.
You have a 9-7 team on your hands. What do you mean it doesn't matter? At least according to you.
We got to take a break. 10:44. Oh, news of the weird. You know what? That's way better than this. It's way better than Texans draft pick suck.
You
talk.
Wanted to play Texan sound, by the way, and get
Texans
into this.
Texans draft pick suck segment is not. You know what's better? News of the weird.
So
way better.
Second and third round pick weren't even active for the third game of the year.
Second, third, and fourth, right?
Who was the fourth? Oh, Greenard.
Or was he fifth? Or was the Isaiah Coulter who can't make the team? Was he fifth? Which one?
But at least John Reed is productive.
John Reed.
He's productive, I guess.
Well, he was
in
fifth,
practice.
Wasn't he? Was he fourth or fifth? He was fifth.
But at least he made plays
in
practices we'd never saw.
Thank you. Good night. Now, that's a successful draft. He had somebody on the field in special teams. All right, 10:45 ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. This is our News of the Weird segment. Del, the Gen Z generation, right? I think they tried to have a logo for them. Unfortunately, they had to take it down because it just looked way too much like a swastika. Do you think the Gen Z logo...
Do we know where this logo can be found?
It's on USA Today. Unfortunately, yeah, it looks like a Nazi symbol, so they had to take that away.
And no one thought at any point that, hey, maybe we should, get the sign in front of a couple people before we put it out there and see what they think. No one product tested the sign.
People are. Don't you ask that question a lot? Did anybody take a look at this before we decided to put this out?
I do find myself asking that a lot when you do a story like this.
Yeah. No, that happens all the time.
Appears no one ever decides to. You know what? When we talk about groupthink as far as sports, maybe grab a couple people outside of your circle. Do you guys see this? Maybe you want to pick a different logo.
There's a village in Romania that really loves Ion Aleman. He's a former cruise ship captain. He was running for his third term of mayor in the southern Romanian town of Develescu. Unfortunately, he died. And yet, after his death, they still elected him mayor for a third term.
Well, if you can become mayor after you're dead, it speaks how popular you were.
He was pretty damn popular, wasn't he?
Or
do you think that you'll ever
what
be elected after you're dead?
No, I'm not going to ever run for any type of political office. I've got too much dirt in my background, namely you,
mm-hmm.
and all the things that have been said on this show. I don't need that being brought up.
I'm looking at a video of a Detroit driver. He jumped his car over the drawbridge and made it. Should you be arrested or get a ticket?
If you make it and no one is hurt and you don't cause any property damage,
yeah.
Let him go.
I know, right?
Like, let the consequences determine the punishment. If all he did was maybe break an axle of his own car, whatever.
That's on him.
Yeah.
He's got to pay for that, not you.
Yeah. As long as no one got hurt, no money was...
Do you ever
want to
try
that? Didn't cost
the
city any money? No, I'm not doing that. I got a mini SUV. That ain't going to happen for me.
That would be totally sweet.
No, I'm not jumping any bridges.
So, let me ask you a question. Do you think that you should walk into someone's office here, a coworker's office?
Okay.
Fart, and then pinch your nipples to reinforce your dominance over that other employee.
Did this particular person take that from the animal kingdom?
I don't know that. He might have taken it from Antonio Brown.
Because when you say enforce your dominance, it makes it sound like it's the wild. And you have to let someone know.
Well,
I'm the alpha here.
Well, he is being sued for all that.
For pinching your nipple?
Well, farting and then pinching your nipples.
That gets you sued?
I would like to sue somebody for that.
I mean, it's disgraceful. I don't know if it's something you should be sued over.
I kind of think so.
Farting in the same room
as
someone?
If you walk in, fart, and then pinch your nipples, I think I'd like to sue you.
For what? What would be the cause? What would be the reason?
First of all, for trying to establish your dominance.
So if I farted and didn't let you know about it, it was mm-hmm. silent, can I still get sued? You can't prove I did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes I'm all in on the whole let's sue. I'm not the one that goes every time someone sues, it's not real. And it's but in this case, I'm with it. Why are we suing someone because they farted in your room?
Oh, really? Well, how about a daughter who went to family court in MP Bhopal because her father cheated in a game of Ludo? Ludo is like, what game is this like? I don't know. Some kind of, it's a board game. And so she took him to court.
Did she win?
She was none too pleased with him beforehand, apparently.
I imagine.
No, he won. He cheated and won.
So he also won the lawsuit?
Oh.
Or was it dismissed?
It doesn't say how it ended.
There's got to be some deep-seated things if your dad, because all dads cheat on things, like in cheating board games, because you don't want to lose to your kid. There must be some deep-seated things he did to push her over the edge.
The woman lost respect for her father, hated him, and even wanted to snap all ties with him as he went on to defeat her. After the game, she didn't even want to call him father.
Huh.
To me, that's a little much.
Well,
over a game of Ludo.
How bad did he cheat?
I don't know, but I cheat my kids all the time.
I know. Dads do that.
That's what we do.
So I got to imagine there's something. But you excuse the cheating. You're a good dad. I'm assuming your kids would say that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be something else. Like, this guy must have been
a complete
a-hole.
Miserable.
Yeah. And this was the last show.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos is starting a school for kids whose families are underpaid by people like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you can't afford, if you work for Amazon and you can't afford to send your kid to a school, Jeff Bezos is opening one for you.
I saw someone once that the story, they quote tweeted it and just said, hey, you know what would help everyone? If you just paid the right amount of taxes.
That'd be great.
Yeah. You know,
you mean like our president?
Oh, I didn't.
Have you seen that story?
Yes. 10 out of 15 years he didn't pay income tax.
I'm surprised he paid that much.
I'm surprised they got $750 out of him for those other years.
I don't know.
But it was fake news, he told me. He said the fake news media put that story out.
Well, who did it? Wall Street?
I think it was the New York. Oh, Washington. I don't know. It was one of the things, one of the stories, one of the places
One of the fake news places.
Yeah, they're all fake if they put out a story that's not complimentary. Has anyone ever asked him that? Like, okay, we believe you with the fake news. How come it always occurs when the story's not that great about you that it's fake news? Like, I would be like, have you ever done anything that people could say, oh, that wasn't so great? And you would be like, that's true. That would be my only question. Would you ever agree with the something that didn't paint you in the best light?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
One more story. There's a couple in, apparently there's a couple in Canada. Apparently they never consummated the marriage because of weak D.
Okay.
There was a time when couples who claimed their marriages couldn't be consummated were forced to prove they couldn't copulate in front of a jury. If I can't do it.
That's pressure.
If I can't do it in the bedroom alone with the lights off and nobody looking, I'm pretty sure in a courtroom in front of a jury, I'm going to have some problems.
So in a jury,
I don't think that proves anything.
So a jury of their peers would have to judge whether they okay you're right.
What is the jury selection like? You got weak D? It's got to be your peers.
That's true. You have to pick 12. Well, it has to be all men too. You have to pick 12 guys. If the man is to quote unquote to blame, you have to pick 12 guys with ED, and they all have to be like. Yeah, I know. Oh, who's going to agree to be on that panel?
I can relate.
Excuse me. You're disqualified. Why?
Can't find a jury.
Because you can consummate your relationship.
No, just case dismissed. Can't find a jury.
That's right.
1057 ESPN 97.5. Press box is next. I want to talk right now, just a quick minute, for Champion Energy. It's I don't care. I don't care how cold it's getting. I don't care how hot it is. I don't care. I want to pay less for my electricity every single month, and that's what I do with Champion Energy. I saw, when do you use your electricity the most? We're going to give that to you for free. They're just trying to lure you in, people. How about just when you get your bill, you know that it's going to be less, and that's what mine is, and that's what it has been. You're looking for the best electricity company, champion.energy/1560.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.